New Orleans, an international city with a history, culture, and cuisine that draws millions of visitors annually from all over the world.
It's also home to 2019's Pride 48 Expo!
Pride 48 is pleased to announce the event for 2019 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Come join our family of podcasters and listeners Friday, August 16th through Sunday, August 18th. Join in all the fun and fellowship. It's not too late to book your excursion. Find more information at pride48.com.
Today is Thursday, July 25th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay, the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week currently, and you guys listen. You know what I bet happens is I bet you all just binge. I bet you save it up because, you know, like a good drama on Netflix, a podcast, especially a personal journal podcast, is probably best binged. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Anyway, not much has been going on other than me being extremely busy. I feel like every single day I'm like, there's so much going on, but so little to talk about. I will go ahead and start with this, however. Part of North Rampart Street will be closed overnight. By the way, this is New Orleans. After a truck leaked 1,000 gallons of syrup on the road, New Orleans police say. Do you guys say syrup? I think that's kind of a like a southern or northern or, you know, different areas of the country. I think I say syrup or syrup. I don't think I say syrup. Anyway, but a container truck in New Orleans started leaking the syrup as it was traveling east on North Rampart Street. 1,000 gallons spilled, quote, causing a hazard for drivers, police said. A member of the cleanup crew on the scene said the syrup is molasses that was going to be used to mix with livestock feed for food. All lanes on North Rampart. I already started over once. All lanes on North Rampart Street were reopened around 9 a.m. on Tuesday. The driver was issued 3 citations about improper loading, size, weight, and not using Aunt Jemima, police said. Ba-doom-ching. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not really sure what kind of hazard. I've never tried to drive on molasses, so I have no idea like what kind of hazard that would be. I mean, does your car get stuck if you're driving a very small, like if you're driving a little mini, like one of those tiny little toy cars, will you literally get stuck? It's like some Bugs Bunny cartoon and your wheels get stuck and you see the syrup, kind of the little threads of syrup clinging to your wheels as you're trying to move forward. I don't know. I don't know. Or, you know, were people coming along and like dipping their pancakes onto the street? I don't really like molasses all that much. Molasses kind of tastes, there are certain foods that have iron in them. I'm under the impression that molasses has iron in it. And spinach also has iron. And I don't know if anyone else has this. I'm not a big fan of any food with a lot of iron. I think liver has iron as well. But I'm not a fan of them because it tastes like your mouth is bleeding. Because your blood has iron in it. And, you know, if you have low iron, then you're, what's the word? It's not bulimic. It's, there's a word like you're really low energy. that reminds me of Trump. Oh, he's so low energy. I can't do a Trump impression, but anyway, When you have low iron, that's a problem. But I don't like to taste iron because it makes me feel like my mouth is bleeding. So when you're eating molasses, even though it's got this sweet flavor, and, you know, you want to put it on your pancakes or something like that, or, you know, fried chicken with a little molasses drizzled over. I can't talk today. Anyway, and I'm also making that noise a lot. That's like the second or third time I've made that noise. My apologies. But I don't like any, bottom line, I don't like anything that has an iron flavor because it makes me feel like my mouth is bleeding and I don't like the taste. I don't like that taste. I'm not a vampire and I don't like it. But Auntie Vera sent me, Big Fatty and I, that news story because the Pride 48 Expo is coming up in New Orleans. And I guess he thought that was a very fitting news article for us. So back to my busy life. There is literally nothing to say other than so the drama, if you guys want the drama from Annie, so I went in last night. First of all, I will say I'm not pleased with my performance, and tonight is our first night with an audience, and I've had no time to rehearse other than the run-throughs that we have, and that's not really a good time to rehearse. Or you can't, because you literally do it once. If you make a mistake, you made a mistake. You can't go back over the same measure five times to try to, you know. And other than my short little lunch breaks at work, and work's been so busy, I've literally had zero time to go over. The first time I'm really going to have to really go over anything is Saturday during the day. And the problem is, a really good rehearsal session, like an hour or an hour and a half rehearsal, will really get my lips very tired, and I can't do that on a day when I have a performance because I can't go into a performance with tired lips. So anyway, I feel like I'm not doing as good as I could, and I'm always stressed about that because I think, oh my God, what if I suck on this performance and she never asks me to do it again? Because I'm a very negative person, especially about myself and my own abilities. But the drama from Annie has nothing to do with how well I'm playing, because I'm playing passably, but there are just several parts that I feel like need work. But the drama is, I went in last night and the music director came to us and she said, by the way, the person who's playing the orphanage person, Mrs. Hannigan, for those of you who know Annie, Mrs. Hannigan's the one who runs the orphanage, and it's a very crucial part. It's a very big role. Well, Miss Hannigan has had a family emergency and she has flown to Pittsburgh to take care of this family emergency, and she's not going to be, apparently, I guess she's not going to be in Annie at all. And they don't have, this is community theater. They don't have understudies. They have no one that has learned these parts. So one of the girls who has been playing little bit parts throughout Annie, she is now learning the part. She has, at 10 a.m., they called her and said, you know, congratulations, you're the new Mrs. Hannigan. And she's been going over choreography, music, script all day long. So last night in our run-through, she was carrying around a script with her. She barely knew the choreography, if at all. And our first run through with an actual audience. Now, I mean, this is a dress rehearsal still, so, you know, the audience tonight won't expect it to be perfect. But I think, you know, the dress rehearsal night might be the night when the local media comes as well. I'm not sure, but I think, you know, so they can get a review in early. And she's doing fine, but for only having one day to learn the script. But I'm a little worried, you know. And the other thing is, I thought the lady who was playing Mrs. Hannigan was the best in the cast. I loved her. She was very funny. Her facial expressions were great. Like, I was looking forward to hearing the audience laugh at all of her lines and her facial expressions. And we'll see how this new person does, but I'm disappointed that the person who was playing Mrs. Hannigan can't do it now. So that was the drama in Annie. We'll see how that goes, and we'll see if I improve any. There are just a couple of two or three parts that are just a little bit difficult, and I wish I had time to go over them a little bit more. So maybe during lunch tomorrow I'll go over them again. But all right, well, I'm going to go ahead and end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. To email me, you can email adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And to find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts, you can go to pride48.com. Don't forget about the New Orleans event, registering your podcast, and going and buying merchandise. I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.